This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Give you our toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well, here in moments. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. One of the bigger stories over the last few days that we haven't talked about is these, what are being described as nightmarish and long as the eye can see lines at certain airports, specifically, I guess, Chicago O'Hare Airport, where passengers are being stranded. According to CBS Chicago, travelers flying out of Chicago, and by the way, it's Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark in the studio with you, they just can't catch a break. With increasingly long lines to get through security at the city's airports, many travelers have been missing their flights, and some ended up sleeping at O'Hare International Airport on Sunday.
Are things getting O'Hare-y there?
American Airlines put out cots for fewer than 100 travelers who missed their flights Sunday night due to the long lines at TSA security checkpoints. Adrian Petra said he missed his flight after standing in line for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time to wait in line. I mean, you're going to have to step out to go to the bathroom at some point. TSA has been urging passengers to get to the airport at least 2 hours early for domestic flights and 3 hours early for international flights.
Didn't help in his case.
Nope. However, many passengers have said that's just not enough time to get through security and still make it to their flight. American Airlines said some 4,000 passengers have missed flights at O'Hare Airport. So just at this one airport since February.
See, I remember flying out of Miami back and forth to Tampa, and we would have to be there 20 minutes before the flight.
This was the good old days.
This was in the 90s. This was during the dot-com boom when I was working as a programmer.
Just waltzed through a quick magnetometer check, and that was it, right?
Yeah. I mean, literally, there was nothing. I pulled up in a car. I remember the first time I went to Tampa Airport. I went there the night before and walked back to my gate to see how long it would take me, and there was nothing in my way. There was no TSA. There was no...
They did have the magnet check, though, right? Like the magnetometer, the doorway that you walk through that might...
Yeah, they have the doorway, but there was never really a line for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't take them long to run you through the metal detector thing.
You didn't have to take shoes off, belts off, none of that stuff back in those days.
I can't remember exactly how it went, but I mean...
Isn't that sad that you can't remember?
It's been
this way so long. This TSA version of airport security has been in place for so long, we can't remember what it was like, although you've got a good recollection there.
I can remember.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few recollections. There's one, there was a this thing that a guy gave me right after 9/11. It was a martial arts weapon, but it was just a black plastic hook that you would hook your finger into. It was kind of like brass knuckles.
Okay.
And he said we should all be carrying weapons when we fly. So he got one of these for everybody in the company who traveled. And so I would just wrap my laptop cord around it and throw it in my laptop bag.
No one knew what it was.
In case I needed it, I had it. And, that was actually a thing. You should carry a weapon when you fly. And that was another new thing.
I remember taking 40 minutes. I wanted to make sure I had 40 minutes cushion for the flight time when I would arrive at Sarasota International Airport.
That's a leisurely stroll, right?
Yeah, right.
Grab something to eat.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I had plenty of time.
Yeah.
So I agree with Rich. It was, and the wait wasn't nearly what it is today.
Well, now.
Only the government can do this.
Right. It's getting ridiculous. Again, 4,000 passengers just at O'Hare, just since February. TSA's blaming long waits of security.
If an airline did this, if an airline caused this to happen, they would be out of business for next week. I mean, there'd be news stories everywhere.
Instead, the airlines are held hostage by this.
Pitchforks, torches. I mean, people would be out of their minds over a company that made them wait like this. But if the government, full of, you know, people that are welfare escapees, whatever these TSA agents are, whatever their skill set is, you know, it's just fine. It's fine. They're keeping us safe. Thank God they're keeping us safe with these two and a half hour lines.
American apparently had to delay 30 flights on Sunday alone this week, and about 450 passengers missed their flights due to the security lines. Nearly 800 people missed American flights from O'Hare in just the last week alone, the most of any airport where the brand operates. Lines have been so bad at Terminal 3 in the mornings and afternoons that American Airlines workers have removed some kiosks in order to make room. Scott said the company plans to hire people this week to try to help reduce the excruciatingly long waits for security. Quote, we'll be hiring employees who will do non-security TSA functions. So the people who will tell you to take the liquids out of your bags, take the laptop out. So American Airlines is hiring preppers to give people the same information the TSA is supposed to give them in advance of them getting into the TSA line in the hopes that preparing the customers for the ridiculous obedience test that they'll be put through will help move the lines through quicker.
Right. You could do some things before you get to, you know, the crunch time. There's some things you can do, and gosh, it's great, but there's not, I mean, you just can't do everything.
So when Mussolini did fascism, they had one thing that they always said about Mussolini that seemed to justify whatever he did. He made the trains run on time. Right. Obama is fascism done badly. He can't even make the planes fly on time. But yet, not only can he not make it happen, he's created this huge system and helped create it, because obviously it started with Bush. This is not a partisan thing.
Right.
It's the common growth of government that the Democrats and Republicans have been collaborating on for decades.
Yeah, you can't blame one party for this, but neither can a party escape blame for this either.
Absolutely not. I really think that they are cooperating behind the scenes to make sure that in every single election there is a candidate nominated by each party that is acceptable to the same people.
Maybe that's the case. Well,
and then they don't care who wins the general election. It seems to be the way they're doing it.
I feel like that may not be the case with Trump.
Trump might be the exception, and he might not. I'll be interesting to see if he flames out spectacularly during the election. That's actually my prediction, but I don't have a high degree of certainty on it.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch either way. The story coming from another story, NBC4i.com out of Columbus, where the AP is reporting facing a growing backlash over extremely long airport security lines. Homeland Security, is it J? Is that how you pronounce that? J-E-H? I've heard it's pronounced J.
Yeah.
It looks like J. Jay Johnson on Friday asked flyers to be patient as the government takes steps to get them onto planes more quickly. Let's find out what kind of steps they're going to be taking. Travelers.
Now, this is the organization that asking us to be patient.
But
didn't you get jailed one time for failing to sit down 6 seconds after being invited to for a judge?
Well, it's a different group of bureaucrats.
It's a different group of people, but you know, now government wants us to be patient.
Right. Well, you know, they want what they want when they want it.
Yeah. A lot of people get pepper sprayed in the face for not moving fast enough to suit some thing,
right.
And they want us to have patience.
Travelers across the country have endured lengthy lines. So it's not just O'Hare International. Some snaking up and down escalators, through food courts, into terminal lobbies. At some airports, lines during peak hours have topped 90 minutes. Airlines have reported holding planes at gates just to wait for passengers to clear security. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Johnson, said the government has a plan to deal with the lines, but won't neglect its duty to stop terrorists. Johnson told reporters,
"So the TSA has ever stopped a terrorist.
No, they haven't.
At this point, they cannot point to that. They can point to the fact that in between 75 and 100% of the time, when their red team tests them, and that information gets out to the public,
it's leaked out.
When that information is leaked, that they fail to find the guns, knives, and bombs that they're training themselves on. So 75% of the time, at least, they fail to find that stuff. And then they say,
We'll do whatever it takes to combat terrorism. I got an idea. Shut down the whole thing. Get it out of there, because you're not doing anything to combat terrorism.
They're too busy checking out the silhouettes of people's lady parts.
So don't forget stealing your water bottles.
Yeah,
that too.
And other things. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you've experienced these ridiculous lines that apparently are worse now than normal, we'll see if we can figure out why that is and what the government, they claim, they're going to do about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. If you're listening to us waiting in the line at a TSA checkpoint, feel free to give us a call. You got nothing else to do. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. So we're talking about some ridiculous lines where one passenger says he was waiting for more than 2 hours in a line and thereby missed his flight. He's not the only one. Chicago's O'Hare Airport has resulted in the lines there have resulted in 4,000 missed flights since just this February. It's pretty ridiculous. And apparently, according to Columbus's WCMH-TV and the AP, it's not just happening at O'Hare. It's happening all across the country. So why is that? Why all of a sudden? Because, I mean, when I've been to airports in the last several years, the lines have been present in some of them. But maybe it's just the time of day where I happen to fly, you know, early in the morning or whatever. It's just not as packed as others. I don't know when the peak times are for people leaving from an airport.
I probably waited 40 minutes in these lines, maybe an hour.
A lot of it probably has to do with the airports that you're flying out of, too. I mean, it's going to depend on your local TSA management and also the architecture of the airport and the layout and how many people they can physically squeeze through a space. None of these airports were designed for the TSA. So they've been retrofitted, and none of it was considered in traffic planning for the airport.
At some airports, lines have topped 90 minutes at peak times. Airlines have reported holding planes just to wait for passengers to clear security. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says, quote, "Our job is to keep the American people safe. We're not going to compromise aviation security in the face of this." Comments reflect a statement released earlier this week after long lines were reported at Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia airport security checkpoints. When asked about those long lines, the TSA essentially blamed you, writes NBC4i, in a press release, specifically passengers who bring too many carry-on items. Quote, "There are several factors that have caused checkpoint lines to take longer to screen passengers, including more people traveling with carry-on bags, in many cases bringing more than the airline industry standard of one carry-on bag and one personal item per traveler. Passenger preparedness can have a significant impact on wait times at security checkpoints nationwide. Individuals who come to the TSA checkpoint unprepared for a trip can have a negative impact on the time it takes to complete the screening process." So rather than blame the slowness and the inefficiency of bureaucracy, it's all your fault.
Yeah, note they say unprepared for the trip. Of course, they're prepared for the trip. They're just not prepared for the shakedown.
This is how bureaucrats have been for centuries.
To blame the people rather than...
That's what they have that luxury. And frankly, right. This is just how functionaries are. It's like, well, if you would stop throwing all these passengers at us, we wouldn't have a line. It's them! For God's sakes, it's them. We're just running around here in our polyester government suits doing our thing. For God's sakes, we were just minding our own business here, and all these people keep on passing.
Yeah, we're trying to collect a paycheck here.
Right now, there are business people that like to blame the customer also.
Mm-hmm.
That does happen in business. For example, I remember a particular business where they used to get really mad because the customers weren't cleaning up after themselves, and they weren't allocating resources to clean the place. The difference is that in the free market, business people rail against the customer for a brief period while they're going bankrupt.
Yes.
And then nobody cares what they think once they're bankrupt. So they might keep railing, but nobody hears them. The government can keep this situation going forever. ever.
Because it doesn't matter if people stop going on flights. If people are getting sick and tired of this, as they will, they'll say, you know what, I got to wait here for 2 hours. I could have just driven half the way or whatever in that amount of time.
But that's
but
what
the
TSA agents
want.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter to them if you decide to, you know, forget about flying, because they get the same paycheck whether there's 100 people at their line or 1,000 people at their line. It doesn't matter to them.
And when it's government, there's no way to change it, to just change one issue. You can't do it without literally going out with guns and pitchforks and torches and trying to overthrow the government because it is so corrupt. I mean, how can the government be a reflection of the people when the elections don't reflect the will of the voters? You know, and when people aren't allowed to even participate, it's insane.
If you had two TSA lines and they were paid based on the amount of bodies that went through their lines,
they'd be hustling, probably.
Yeah, you would see one line go faster than the other. Then they would be working against each other. That would be competition. Now, I'm not saying that that's necessary.
But, Mark, we don't want to cut corners. I mean, this is safety.
That's exactly the issue. The suggestion is that we'll go as fast as we possibly can in order to, but still provide good service in the form of security. But they don't actually provide security. They can't point to a time that they have provided security.
But they do provide the appearance of security.
That's what they are.
That way, the people who are standing in the two-hour-long lines can just repeat to themselves like a mantra that, well, it's okay that I'm waiting because I'm safe. It's okay because they're keeping me safe.
The airport looks safer if there's a bunch of people standing on this side of the line.
Unless somebody, of course, detonates a bomb in the security line.
Right.
Yeah, I love how they take the water bottles because they might be bombs, and then they throw them in the trash cans, which are located right next to the huge queue of people. Which is standing there. The biggest knot of people in the airport is at the TSA checkpoint, and that's where they're going to put the suspected bomb.
Yeah, that's always been something that, you know, doesn't make sense to me. There's more people standing there in that TSA checkpoint line. They're saying here the lines are going as far as the eye can see at some of these airports. There's more people there than are going to be on one airline as far as a bomber. If somebody wanted to take out a mass number of people, you wouldn't have to even go through the checkpoint. You could just set it off right there. And I'm not suggesting that someone do that. I'm just saying
it just shows how dumb of a system they have.
I'm not I'm not a terrorist, and I can figure out where crowds of people are standing around.
Well, the other thing is, from the video footage, they'd be completely safe because you're seeing TSA throw water bottle after water bottle after water bottle in the same garbage can. If that garbage can blows up, how do they connect it back to a particular water bottle?
I see what you're saying.
You know, it's...
I would expect a water bottle would... Well, I guess if it was some sort of chemical
It would
reaction.
Have to be a chemical timer, but I'm sure that can be done,
probably.
Although I don't know if it has been done.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but what are they going to do about it? Now, they are acknowledging that the lines exist. They're blaming the passengers, but what is the TSA's plan? Because they claim they have one. We'll get into that. And you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. Some airport authorities are claiming they may be dumping the TSA. Well, wait a minute. Why did they take them on in the first place?
Well, had to.
Well, right. Was it a law?
The government made
them
an offer they couldn't refuse.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
On the radio, toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. In fact, you get to control the content. You submit what you want via our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can vote, and you get to vote as well. Vote up if you like, down if you don't, and then we'll look at that usually before the show and see if there's stuff there that we think we should talk about on the radio. So it's a great way to get some show prep suggestions in front of us, and also just share your thoughts and the things that you think are interesting on the internet with our other listeners. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there as we go to the phones, to the fun. Lines apparently are getting ridiculous at TSA checkpoints. The TSA is saying, it's your fault, passengers. We're not doing anything wrong here. We're just doing things the way we've always done them. Why shouldn't we be able to just keep doing things how we've always done them? You guys are the ones that need to change, you passengers. So we'll get into, they do claim to have a plan, though, so we'll get into what that is here in moments. But first, Tim is listening in Wyoming via TuneIn. Hello, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Ian.
Tim.
Hi. How are you doing?
In Wyoming. Tim, yeah. Going yep. Once. Hey, Tim, we've got you. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, okay.
You're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you're talking about the TSA. I was listening to Catherine Albrecht earlier, and she has a show on GCN also, so I was listening to her, and she was actually talking about the TSA. In fact, she mentioned a lot of the subjects you were going into, and she had a guest on from the Electronic Frontier Foundation who was talking about the two of them were talking about the RFID you know, which is one of her favorite subjects. She wrote a book called Spy Chips, which I maybe you're
familiar with. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have a signed copy.
You do? Really? Well, that's great. I never met her. I know that she was in the movie. She was in America, Freedom to Fascism as a guest in the movie, which was a really good movie. But
it was.
Yeah. Anyway, she didn't mention, she was talking about the TSA, and she said they have a plan that basically, I mean, she just hit on this, and this is, I think, what their real plan is. And the totality of their existence is to stop people from moving about. It's to stop you and curtail your freedom to travel, just actually shut you down, keep you in your local area, wherever it happens to be. And
they certainly seem to be that way internationally. It's like they don't want you to travel from country to country. It just gets harder and harder every year, or at least every decade.
Well, it isn't just that. I mean, as I say, the Transportation Security Administration's supposed security in our country isn't about security in any way, shape, or form. It's about keeping us involved in the police state mindset, so we don't realize how much worse things are getting every single second of every day. And that's the problem. But most of us are too ignorant to realize that the problems that the government sits in, the people in the government sit 24/7 thinking of how they can control us. A friend of mine said to me years ago, "Why aren't you interested in politics?" And I never had an answer for it. This was a long time ago, but now I think about it, and the answer that I have today is that why is someone not interested in politics? Because the politicians are absolutely interested in you. They want to know.
They sure are.
Yeah, they want to know everything they can do to control you.
You are their tax cattle. They are using you to live off of and live large. And, they're going to keep doing that as long as they can get away with it.
Right. Like the
as long as they can convince the people that they need them. You know, as long as people believe in the idea of the state, they'll put up with a whole lot of interference in their life. They'll put up with a lot of inconvenience simply because they've been told that it's necessary. Got to keep you safe.
That's why they stand in those TSA lines and say, well, at least it keeps us safe. And they say those things.
Right.
I've talked to those people in those lines.
Yes.
They say those things. And the reason they say them is they've been told that that's the case. And they're afraid that if they say something different, that somebody will call them un-American.
Mm. Right. I mean, there's, you know, Rich can attest. I mean, he can understand this. Let's say if they went one step further than the naked body scanners and the hand swab and other things like that. What if they had you go through a drug test? What if they said, if you have any kind of drugs in your system, we're not going to let you on the airplane. What if you just had a drink in the airport lounge before you got on? You got in the line, and they breathalyze you, and they say, "Oh, your alcohol level's too high. We think you might be a little bit of a problem on the airplane. You can't go anywhere."
How about a random internal screening? I mean, you know, people do smuggle things up in their rectum, so they could do a random check. Now they'd have to make sure it wasn't done on a racist basis, of course, to make sure they're fairly invading people's internal spaces to check for drugs.
You might
have shoved
a ferret in there or something, and you know.
You'd be surprised how many people actually smuggle animals. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it.
Not there, though.
Not there.
Oh, good.
No, in their suitcases and things like that. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And now they're doing
actually,
it on the side of the road.
In jail, they do refer to that particular storage space as your suitcase. How did you get that tobacco in? It was in
suitcase.
My suitcase.
So if you want to share your experience at the TSA checkpoints, you may. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The TSA, according to the AP, now has fewer screeners and has tightened its security procedures. Meanwhile, more people are flying. Airlines and the TSA have been warning customers to arrive at the airport 2 hours in advance, but with summer travel season approaching, that may not be enough. In the past 3 years, the TSA and Congress cut the number of frontline screeners by 4,622.
Might be part of the problem.
Or about 10%. 10% I don't think is going to make up the difference necessary to keep these lines cranking. But on expectations that an expedited screening program called PreCheck would speed up the lines. However, not enough people enrolled for the TSA to realize.
Turns out people don't want to pay $100 to you to get PreChecked. I would have done it, but I'm statutorily ineligible.
Because you're a felon.
Because I'm a felon, I can't.
Congress did this week agree to shift $34 million in TSA funding forward, allowing the agency to pay overtime to its existing staff and hire an extra 768 screeners by June 15th to bring it up to the congressionally mandated ceiling of 42,525 screeners. That's how many people they've got working at the airport checkpoints. But that might barely make a dent on the lines. This week, president of the union representing the TSA officers sent a letter to congressional leaders suggesting that 6,000 additional screeners are needed. David Cox Sr. wrote that the $34 million just provides a small amount of temporary relief for travelers and defers dealing with the long-term, larger problem. He claims also the agency loses about 100 screeners a week through attrition, and further airlines and airports have hired extra workers to handle these non-security tasks, such as returning empty bins to the beginning of the line as part of an effort to free up as many TSA employees to handle passenger screening. But in the event that the, you know, even if you add more employees to the existing lines, if the existing lines are maxed out, that's not going to speed things up that much, is it? Wouldn't you have to have a, you know, if you've got two lines, adding a third line and adding employees to that would make more sense. Then you could process, you know, a good percentage more people at the same time. But
depends.
Adding bureaucrats to stand around. We know what the TSA does.
Yeah.
Thousands standing around.
Yeah.
So that's not going to change just because you hire 6,000 more guys.
I see a lot of instances where lines are just closed. I mean, some more people would be pretty darn helpful if, you know, I obviously I've not been in every airport in the United States and frankly don't care to be. I prefer to spend as much time as I possibly can far, far away from TSA screening lines because I like my life and I would prefer not to spend it standing in these dumb lines. But, you know, when I go through, it seems like there's always some screening area that's shut down.
So what are the rules when it comes to airports participating in the TSA? The story only has one sentence about this, claiming that, maybe there's linking to another story here. Anyway, in response, some airport authorities are now threatening to dump the TSA, but haven't they been doing this? I mean, haven't we seen this? We're going to bring our own private security in to show you guys. They've talked about this at some airports in the past. I remember reporting on it here on this show. Has it actually ever happened to where an airport, a major one, has said, see you later, to the TSA and actually brought in, again, going back to the past, and bringing in private security to do the screenings? I'd love to see it actually occur.
There's one airport in, like, Stanford, Florida. That's all I know.
Toll-free number, that was the one we talked about years ago, I think. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I mean, if they can cut the deal with the TSA, why wouldn't they want to? It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Think
Body armor is just for commandos. Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio this evening, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
We're talking about the TSA checkpoints that are more ridiculous now than ever before, with many airports having 90-minute long waits in line just to get through the checkpoint, the security checkpoint. Some passengers in Chicago's O'Hare Airport reporting a two-hour long wait, and many people are missing their flights. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. It gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of the three-hour debate, in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, so $50,000 worth of Bitcoin apiece. Learn more about this debate challenge at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. As we go to Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to talk about the drunk drivers in New Mexico. They're always going the wrong way on the freeway at 80 miles an hour, and they have known to kill the whole family. And what it is that, you know, the exit off ramp, they mistake that when they're still drunk as an on ramp. So they go on to the exit ramp, thinking that they're going on the on-ramp, but they're going
the wrong pretty way. Scary when you see somebody hurtling down a road in the wrong, you know, the opposite lanes from which they should be, going the wrong direction against traffic.
This happens a lot in New Mexico?
I suspect she is blowing it way out of proportion, making it sound like everyone who's drunk and driving is driving the wrong direction. But it is a legitimate concern. I've seen it happen, not on the freeway, but I remember seeing it happen one night in Sarasota, Florida on Clark Road, and yeah, I don't remember which. I don't know if it was like one of those amateur nights, like,
New
Year's Eve, that's one of them.
Yeah, they call that amateur night in the AA.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day. But I've seen it occur, so it does happen often enough.
Here's the story from Fox 13. Wrong-way drivers were all intoxicated. Records show. This is, of course, coming out of Tampa.
Interesting. So, Sarah, so you're concerned about this, but what do you propose to do about it?
Well, you know what? My question was, do we have, like, the most stupidest drunk driver in America, too, in Albuquerque, or do they do this all over the country?
Drunk people are stupid everywhere. I mean, if you take enough alcohol in, you know, even if you're a Nobel Prize winner, you're going to be a damn fool for a while. It's an incredibly powerful drug. Have you ever had alcohol before, Sarah?
Yeah, I did. And I wanted to say,
when was the last time?
Well, I took the swallow maybe 6 months ago.
6 months. So you just had a swallow. Have you ever had more than that? Like maybe when you were younger?
Maybe no more than a half a cup. I just never had more than a half a cup.
All right. So I don't know if that qualifies you as a teetotaler. Probably not, but it's darn close. And if you've never had more than a half a cup of alcohol, then you've probably never had more than an experience of just feeling a little bit tipsy, perhaps, off of it, maybe slightly inebriated if you're relatively light in frame.
You can drink enough that you slip into a coma. So, yes, people will do dumb things.
You can drink enough to die, in fact. Alcohol is incredibly dangerous.
Look at this. In New Mexico, you can drink and drive. You can drink as long as your blood level is 0.08, whatever that means.
Yes.
Does it mean a can or a 2 can or a half a can or after you take a nap?
It depends how much if you're a heavy person, you can probably get away with drinking a little bit more versus someone who doesn't have much. Yeah, much weight on them.
Yeah, it's also very difficult to know how much 0.08 is going to affect a given person. So if somebody's never drank alcohol before and they get right to the legal limit, just below the legal limit, they're going to be far more impaired than somebody who drinks daily. So it doesn't really speak to how good of a driver any individual is. That's just the legal limit. So, yes, you can drink and drive. And the question I would ask you, Sarah, is do you think America would be a better place if everybody who had a sip of alcohol would be arrested after getting in a vehicle?
Well, you know what? Actually, I was told that there are states that are zero tolerance, like Illinois. If they find alcohol in your driving, you are jacked. I mean,
alcohol in your driving. What do you mean?
Yeah,
your driving.
Zero tolerance. It's like they cannot find it. They better, no alcohol whatsoever.
Not possible. There's alcohol in cough syrup. Some people just produce they'll just have blood alcohol levels. There's just some level of alcohol in them. So
it's 0.08 in Illinois, which is pretty much the standard.
0.08. Zero tolerance generally means that if we catch you driving above the legal limit, that we will not tolerate it. You will not get a slap on the wrist. You're going to get a harsh sentence.
Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, when it comes to these situations, I know that MAD is looking to lower the limit to 0.06 now that they've gotten it from 0.1 to 0.08.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was 0.1. Okay, 0.1. Got it. Not 0.01.
That's insane. See, this is why Big Brewing needs their allies in the DEA to keep people from smoking weed, because one of the nice things that they're finding about weed is that it doesn't have the impact on people's driving that drinking alcohol
does. The AAA just came out with, I believe, a study about that.
Yeah. AAA came out with it, and they're not the first.
To be frustrating to the people that want to have the police state come down on cannabis users. I mean, certainly the cops are going to ignore this data, and they will continue to push for criminalizing people who have smoked cannabis while driving. And I hope that we can see that change in some of the newer states that will come on board with legalization or decrim.
Yeah, my guess is that they'll try to make it, and I've seen this this term used and bandied about now, so-called drugged driving, where, again, like the war on drugs, they try to, set it up so that marijuana is the same as cocaine, is the same as heroin.
Ridiculous.
Now, obviously, heroin is going to be something that you can't drive under reliably.
Nope, there was some guy who was, believe, high on heroin, and he ran a girl over here in Keene a couple of years ago. She was in jail with that guy.
Yeah, that stuff is no better than alcohol.
In fact, they're both ranked. I think it was Professor David Nutt from the UK. He used to be like
There's
the drug
an
czar.
Unfortunate name.
It is. He used to be like the drug czar over there, and he sort of turned to the side of good and has come out against the war on drugs. And he helped come up with this basically like a harm chart. They categorized each drug, including alcohol, by the harm that it does to the individual and the harm that it does to society. And alcohol and heroin were the top two drugs. And I don't remember. I think they were like tied for number one. Maybe alcohol was slightly beneath heroin. But they were by far the most dangerous drugs to the individual and to society combined. Far more so than ecstasy, LSD, cannabis, all the other supposed bad drugs.
Did he include prescription drugs? Because many of those are very dangerous. And
I don't know.
They really don't get it. You know, people really don't see that because, well, it's been prescribed to them. But I think more people die in the United States at taking their prescription drugs as they were prescribed to them, not abusing them or anything, just as they were prescribed, than all the overdoses combined.
Alcohol number one on the list, according to procon.org, where they're looking into the British peer-reviewed journal Lancet, published the study Drug Harms in the UK, a multi-criteria decision analysis from the year of 2010. So according to the harm to users and the harm to others, alcohol is the top on the list, with most of its harm being harm to others, but a good chunk of it being harm to users, and then heroin with most of its harm being harm to users and lesser to harm to others. But both of those are the number one and number two, followed by crack cocaine. Looks like methamphetamine after that, cocaine, tobacco, amphetamines, followed by cannabis, GHB, benzodiazepines, ketamine, methadone, mephedrone, butane. People use butane to get high off of?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I used to inhale butane and blow it out in order to blow a flame out of my mouth. I'd just hold a lighter up. But there's no high associated with that. I don't know what you would do with butane.
Down towards the end of this list, you basically get the claim that these drugs are harm to users but no real harm to others, including butane, cot, mephedrone, anabolic steroids, ecstasy, LSD, vipinephrine, and mushrooms. At the very last end of the list, mushrooms, the least harmful.
No harm to steroids. What about roid raging cops?
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So no, on that list, Mark, no prescription drugs were listed.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.